What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Outside the Litter Box. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about love once again, but this time in the best way possible, because all is sunshine, ponies, and butterflies when you do leave, well, when you finally leave a toxic relationship. But yeah, I figured I'd make an episode like this because it really is a blessing in disguise and a blessing in general when you leave something that was really affecting your life in such a negative way and impacting it in such a negative way. And the minute that toxicity stops is usually when, you know, brighter skies appear, you know, the rainbow appears after a year's worth of a thunderstorm. And I just think, like, in our social circles and just, you know, as a general gist, when we have friends that exit toxic relationships or when they're done with it and all that, like, all we gotta say is like, oh, that's amazing. You know, now you're single, ready to mingle, you know, let's get lit. But for this episode, I'm gonna dive deeper into why that's always the reaction, the response to when somebody is free of a toxic relationship. And we're gonna dig deeper into the joy, the happiness, the freeing spirit, the lighter spirit that person suddenly has when there's nobody in their life, you know, weighing them down, holding them back, or just in general, like, impacting their day-to-day in a negative way. Oh my gosh, that rhymed. Dr. Seuss moment. Oh my gosh, okay, that was so corny, but yeah, it rhymed, so cool. So, I guess we'll just start with some story time. This is gonna be about briefly about my previous relationship. If y'all who are listening know me personally and have known me when I was in that relationship, what I'm about to say and mention and all that is probably something that you don't think was a thing that happened between me and him, because that relationship was very fairy tale looking. And to those of y'all who know me personally, you know, you probably saw the, you know, like, dozens of pictures of us being cute together and couple goals and blah-de-da. And it's gonna be a complete shock to y'all listening who know me that relationship that looked very fairy tale like was a toxic one. Yeah, it wasn't all it was looking through photos and videos of us. Basically, to like sum it all up in the most brief way possible, there were very many moments that honestly did not contribute to a healthy connection or, you know, a genuine one that could stand the test of time in the long run. In my case, there were many times when I felt like I was being held back. It felt like my energy was being drained like too many times to count. And I felt like there were, you know, a lot of moments, like more than one, more than two, where I really felt like I was disrespected, like my boundaries were crossed, you know, the whole shaboom shabam. Sorry, this is still a little bit hard for me to kind of reminisce towards, but yeah, in the most brief way possible, we were not compatible. Obviously, we're not together. And yeah, just remembering like the moments that we had for the years that we were in a relationship together, those moments were not the healthiest. They were not filled with growth. They were not filled with positivity. And at the end of the day, you know, from both of our ends, because I'm not perfect either, from both our ends, we did not contribute any sort of progress or any sort of like foundation that where the love that we had for each other could blossom to an even bigger thing than, you know, than it was. And I just remember that the day that we broke up, obviously it was like, it shattered me, obviously. You know, breakups are always going to be hard. They're always going to be sad and devastating and just not something any one of us would ever choose to go through. But since it's been like several months since me and him broke up, I can truly say, like, this is not even out of any suppression or like faking anything. Like, this is out of like honesty, you know? I honestly feel the lightest I have ever been, the most at peace I've ever been. And honestly, like, even sometimes, and sometimes more than that, the happiest I've ever been. And it wasn't until I, you know, was out of that relationship that I realized that it was a toxic one. And during these past several months, you know, I've had a lot of time to process everything and understand what went wrong, what went on, and even grieve the 6 years that we were together. Let's just say each and every day that passes, you know, the more and more confirmation from the universe and just from, I don't know, this energy field that I'm kind of vibing with these days. As time goes on, you know, that confirmation of the fact that it was a blessing in disguise, I did dodge a bullet. Because, like I said, my life is so different now. Like, even though I'm single again and alone, for some people that may sound really sad, you know, to be alone and single again, but for me, half the time, or even more than half the time, it's actually way better than what I had tolerated with for a majority of those years. Not completely all 6 years, because my God, like I loved my ex very, very much. I fell head over heels in love with this man, and that's why, like, our previous relationship was sick, like, did, that's why, like, we stuck it out for 6 years. I'm not sure on his end of how much, you know, he actually reciprocated that love, but for me, I really love that man. I really did love him, and there were some years where I did not feel like I had to tolerate being with him because I truly wanted to, but then for the majority of those 6 years, it did kind of feel like it. So yeah, obviously tolerating something isn't the best feeling. No, isn't the best thing to do. I mean, depends, right? Circumstance-wise. But all I'm trying to say is that my life right now, it's still full of love, even without somebody else telling me that they love me every day, you know? I think that relationship and those years I was in that relationship, even though it was toxic for the most part, and, you know, it impacted my life in the not in the best way, it's so fascinating and took me by surprise, like, truly, how the minute I left it is the minute I felt the most at peace with myself and the most love I had for myself than ever. And that's actually what I want to kind of amplify as one of the few messages, well, few points of the episode today, is it's such a wonderful feeling to truly feel the love that you have for yourself from yourself in the most, like, genuine in the most genuine way possible, because I just feel like in our society today there's way too much, like, rhetoric around, oh, just love yourself, I love myself, and I just feel like sometimes, you know, when I see that, especially, like, used as, used for, like, business, like, advertising, or, I don't know, or just, like, seeing some people say it, there's always this thing in the back of my mind that just makes me go, do they really? I don't know. Because, you know, at this point in my life, what I've reflected on as well is previously, I was also one of those people that said I loved myself when I really didn't, because I couldn't feel it. I couldn't feel what I feel right now and what I've felt so far since the breakup, because, like, love is a feeling, obviously, right? And when you love yourself, there's just this surge of energy just like stored in your body, and it just feels so soothing and peaceful and content. And that's honestly been one of the best things that I could have ever gained from a breakup like this, because this was my longest relationship. And, you know, me and him even got engaged for 4 days, you know, and that type of thing, you just don't get over those things just like overnight. So the fact that this feeling, this genuine surge of energy in me, of utter love, of utter self-love that I have from the breakup is such a gift. It is such a gift to have, and especially to have during such a sad and shattering time, especially during the first couple months after the breakup. But yeah, I just don't think people talk about it too much. Like, some of the greatest things that happen after leaving a toxic relationship, you know, because when you're in that relationship of toxicity, there's this repeated offense to yourself of a lack of self-respect, of a lack of boundaries, of a lack of a lack of self-assurance, and security, emotional security, and, you know, just that environment itself when you're in a toxic relationship. You can't feel it in the moment, but when you're out of it and then you realize and reminisce and process, you really see the level of disrespect that, you know, you went through from either from the other person or from yourself or both, right? Because it's a toxic relationship. And with that repeated offense of disrespect from yourself and from the other person, you know, those types of things have their ways of kind of affecting, well, not kind of, but like literally affecting, you know, your self-esteem and your confidence and your outlook in life, because that's tied to your self-confidence and your self-esteem. And I think, I don't know, it just needs to be talked about of how, like, when you exit that environment, when you exit that relationship, everything just seems to become brighter. You know, like the way you look at life, your confidence grows sky high, and then your self-esteem starts to heal and develop into a better one. And also another thing too, ever since the breakup, I have never been so much more excited and looking forward to becoming and really tapping into an energy of my full self. You know, when I was younger, high school, college, even in my early adult years, I was really scared to be myself and I was really scared to be judged constantly, so I would just pretend to be somebody else. And I would neglect my own interests, what I wanted to do. And I sort of did the same thing in that relationship as well. So, you know, that just kind of prolonged. And ever since the breakup, and ever since I've grown up, I have never been so enticed, so full of excitement towards everything that I'm truly interested in. The things that, you know, bring me to life. The things that get me, like, really focused and concentrated. Because I'm just so into, I don't know, sewing. Or I'm so into going on road trips and planning a trip. Or I'm so into trying out new restaurants or going to my very first music festival, you know? I've never been so excited. I've never been so... I have never had this much enthusiasm for something, you know, other people do on a daily basis. And I truly think that this level of excitement, this level of enthusiasm comes from the just kind of like the turmoil, the instability, that chaotic energy, that a toxic relationship has. You know, just going through those reins of being in that environment, you know, being around that energy for years and then leaving it, it's made me feel like I can breathe again or something. So yeah, I think that's why I'm so excited, because like I've never been so much happier to stand on my own and be my own person, you know, for now or for a while. I don't know. Maybe my future husband might come along next year or in 2 years, or heck, I don't know, maybe even in 5 years, because we really don't know what the universe has planned for us. But yeah, basically, if you get what I'm kind of trying to get at, is another amazing thing that happens when you leave a toxic relationship is your sense of individuality comes knocking down. Or is that, wait, no, I'm trying to remember what the saying is. Wait, your individuality comes knocking, is that it? No. Okay, basically you value your individuality more than ever versus when you were in a relationship with somebody who was obviously not meant for you, and who also was impacting your life in not the best way possible. There's this, you just feel more enticed to bring out your true colors, and that's not a bad thing, even though it's used in usually like a negative context. But like, who you really are, You know, when you leave a toxic environment, and that toxic environment usually kind of pins your individuality down, however long you stay in that toxic environment. So once you leave it, you know, your sense of individualism, oh my gosh, I can't talk. Okay, yes, that word. She comes alive, or he comes alive, you know, and this sense of wonder, this sense of spark, this sense of, what's the word? This sense of excitement for life just begins to appear, because your body and your mind and your spirit all can tell that you are no longer in a toxic environment, in a toxic partnership. And they get really excited for you to do the things that you've actually wanted to do. I guess another thing too, what really happens when you leave a toxic relationship is the relationships that are still, that you still have, like with your family, with your friends. The minute that you leave a toxic relationship is the minute those connections start to blossom and reappear, I guess you could say, and really start to flourish, because these are the people who are your embodiment of true love. These are the people who love you unconditionally, but who also won't mind, you know, putting you in your place when you're in the wrong. And again, right, when you're in that toxic environment, especially if you're in one for years and that's just what you're surrounded by, it can feel like the best hug you've ever gotten. Once you leave it and you start spending more time with your family and your friends who love you to the ends of the earth, it can feel like the warmest hug that you've ever gotten. It can feel like the safest place you can be in. And it can feel like, like a place where you can kind of take, like refuge. I don't mean to sound too formal here, but like, it's a place where you could take refuge, especially with a toxic relationship. You know, it kind of messes you up mentally and emotionally. Where, you know, the minute it's over and you go back to your actual safe place, your actual home for your heart and your mind and your spirit to relax in, and the people that live there, it can feel like the most soothing and the most beautiful place to be in, especially when you've been somewhere else that just felt like utter chaos and instability and uncertainty. And not to be too blunt here, but, you know, kind of where it felt like a nightmare, because that's what toxic relationships can be as well. that's why, like, another amazing thing is, like, when you leave it, is your relationship with your friends and family is flourishing, and it's being taken care of and watered and blooming, and you have like a stronger sense of like community and love, honestly. Like, it's unfortunate that I still haven't experienced like true romantic love yet, but the feeling that I get from my own friends and family is what I would define as my rendition of my current state of experiencing true love right now. And I think lastly, as well, the minute you leave a toxic relationship, a toxic person, this also came as a surprise. Very much fascinated me as well. How, when you go through something like that, so much toxicity and darkness, and after the breakup, like probably a month after, even just like, you know, as the months have gone by, it's been so surprising to really see how going through something like that and then leaving it has made me has never made me more in tune to what I really want in my future partner. You know, exactly what I want. I have never known exactly what I want in my future partner until now. And I have never been more hopeful, and I have never been more, I guess you could say, certain. I'm kind of scared to say that word. Insecure attachment, but I've never been more certain that I will meet them eventually. Because there's something that toxic relationships, like it's crazy how truly there is so much good in everything in this world. But yeah, I have never been more hopeful and sure of what I want in a future partner, because there's something about how toxic relationships, all the turmoil that you go through, all the instability, all the chaos, all the misunderstandings, all the tears and fights and exhaustion, mental and emotional exhaustion you go through, there's something about those connections that truly become a gift when it's over. For your next and hopefully last relationship that you'll ever be in. And I think it's because, like, you've gone through the lowest of the low that anybody could ever go through when in a relationship, that there's something in like your spirit or just something in you that just like lights a spark, you know, lights a fire under your belly, and it just makes you more hungry. It makes you more determined to kind of get what you want. Because, you know, unconsciously, spiritually, when you go through shit, I don't know, there's just something in our bodies, there's just something in our minds and our hearts that just go, well, you went through that, so there's no way you're gonna go through that again. So let's make sure of that. And, you know, with that mindset that was crafted from your experience in a toxic relationship, that mindset itself has that ability to push all of you forward to the arms of somebody, eventually, of somebody who is the most compatible with you, and somebody who is actually very much deserving of your love. But yeah, it basically teaches you not to settle for less, not to sound cliche here, but yeah, like, it teaches you to never do that again, because, see, that's another gift. Unfortunately, it had to hurt. Unfortunately, it had to impact your life for a little bit negatively, but once it's all over, it becomes this gift where it truly teaches you not to settle for less, because you, when you did that, it turned your life into shambles. And when it was in shambles, it felt horrible. It felt like a nightmare. And you know in your heart, body, mind, soul, whatever, that, you know, now leaving it is like your second chance. It's like your redemption, where the ball's in your court and you know you gotta use it wisely. And you know, since now this is your choice, you don't ever want to put your life in shambles again. Anyway, that was my close. I hope y'all's liked the episode. I hope y'all's learned from it. And yeah, like always, thanks for listening to Outside the Litter Box. Bye-bye.